You're listening to episode 94 of the FitsPro podcast, and today is all things email list, how to start and build your email list if you are an entrepreneur, likely in the online space or not, but you are going to use email for building a list and eventually marketing to and selling to your email list. So if that is you, without further ado, let's dive in. The FitsPro podcast is your no BS approach to seeking out truth in the world that is online health and fitness. You'll see through the lens of the trainer, the trainee, and the entrepreneur. I'm your host, Annie Miller, certified strength and conditioning specialist, entrepreneur, lover of sleep, lattes, and dinosaurs, aka not your average FitsPro. And my aim is to help you grow your mind, body, and business through knowledge and authenticity so that you too can become a FitsPro. As usual, remember that you need to check the show notes to see if you were the reviewer of the week, and then keep an eye out to see if you were the listener of the month as well. Obviously, you will be neither of those things if you have not left me a review yet. So if you haven't, but you're here, taking in all of the value, go leave a review. I love you so much. Please leave a review. Those things will be listed in the show notes and Annie's Weekly Wrap every week. And you could subscribe to Annie's Weekly Wrap at anniemiller.co/news. Also, I always have exclusive podcast listener discounts in those emails. So if you're not there, I'm really not sure why. All right, let's get into email. Speaking of email, when it comes to email, I am rather old school, probably because my first internet mentors were pro email lists over social media, while still fully going ham on social platforms. Email is not dead. I think it's hilarious when people say that. It is still live and popping and doing all of the things. So if you have heard that email is dead, I will tell you the truth. And you've likely heard this before, but I will say it again. We don't own Instagram or Facebook or YouTube or TikTok or whatever the hell other apps come out on social media. They can disappear or restrict us at any given time. Hello, is that not like the most obvious and clear right now in 2020? Are we not experiencing the censorship, the shit algorithms? Listen up. If you do not have an email list, if you do not nurture an email list, now is the time. You need to do it now, like yesterday. So that's why we're talking about this. Like I said, I have experienced this myself. And if I am being honest, I had a mild heart attack when it happened. On two occasions, I have been locked out of Instagram, one of which was a little over a year ago during one of my launches. Not ideal. Not ideal, guys. I adjusted and it was fine, but that anxiety was immediate and very real. So we must ask, what would happen if Instagram or your social platform of choice disappeared? I can tell you my plan because I've thought about this many times since having mild heart attacks. I know that I personally get a lot of value from Instagram. So I would search all of my favorite accounts or names on Google, find them and subscribe to their email lists, or, you know, find out where else they are on other potential platforms. I would assume that people would do the same for me. For my own business, I would expect email open rates to go up because people would be like, what the heck? I can't find her anywhere else. Now email is where they can hear from me. They can't depend on Instagram. I would immediately hit up my other less used platforms like Facebook, probably make an account on whatever platform my audience would gravitate towards. I would decide this based on an email survey that I would send to my list in my Facebook group, if that still existed. And lastly, bless this podcast, I would announce all of those things here on the FitsPro podcast. And you better believe that would include driving people to my email list first and foremost, like it was my full-time job. That is what I would do if Instagram up and disappeared overnight. Beyond losing my audience, the bigger concern for me would honestly be, it literally makes me nauseous to think about it, losing 5 years of content. it stresses me out right now, that possibility. Yes, while I have a lot of the content saved, I do not even have 10% of it saved, let's be honest. Most of it is not. And maybe you notice, maybe you don't, but I repurpose a lot of my old content to make new content. So, very stressful to think about losing all of that. If I was smart, I would repurpose all my Instagram posts into blogs, but I don't do that. I digress. All of that is to say, we don't own social media. We have much higher levels of control over our email lists and platform. Email is a step up from social media. While social can feel more intimate and perhaps is, it's more consistent, it's more more often, right? From a relational standpoint, it is pretty intimate. But email is even more intimate from a potential buyer standpoint. These humans are invested in your offers, your services, more than the bulk of your social media following. These people have asked to be here. They've taken a second step from social media and said, I want to hear more from you. I hope that that is fairly easy to grasp. Hitting a follow button is less work than putting in your name and email. Now someone has said, I want to hear from you on a weekly basis. I want more of what you're saying. I choose to have you in my full inbox, right? So you can see the value of email. But how do you start and build a list? Allow me to give you three ways, things, tips to consider when starting and managing your email list or lists. From one of my most successful email list and blogging friends, no surprise here, be consistent. Be consistent above all else. Consistency builds dependability and visibility. It establishes your brand, your message, that you are trustworthy. They can depend on you to show up every day or every Tuesday at 8 a.m. in their inbox. Even if someone doesn't open or read your email, they see it, like I said, every Tuesday or whatever day you send it out at. It's one more time per week that they are exposed to you and your business. It builds dependability in multiple ways. Your subscribers expect to hear from you every Tuesday at 6 a.m., for one, and they know what to expect from you in the way of content. In theory, you send emails that are consistent with your brand and your value or, you know, your messaging to your subscribers. Not only will it benefit you to choose a day and a time to send your email at, you'll also want to stick to a theme or a wheelhouse of some kind. Let's not share your favorites one week and the next week a personal story and the next week a free workout. Like, what are we doing here, right? What did these people sign up for? Can we please be clear about what they're getting on this list for? All of these things I just listed are 500% fine, but keep it simple and keep it consistent, especially if you are just starting out. What would be helpful to your audience? Start there. Ask the question. Also note that you don't have to send weekly newsletters. I would say they're probably most common, but you could send twice per month as well. I don't suggest doing monthly just because we're getting too spread out to really build that dependability and that relationship and exposure now. But ultimately, that decision is up to you, so you do you. The next two are more of the how to do this. One would be to batch topics at least. Set a date, make a plan. I realize some people hate planning, and I get that. But also, if you want to wing it, that's fine, as long as you actually get it done, Tina. Whether you write up your emails the day of, or you batch them 1 month in advance, 2 months in advance, batching topics at least will behoove you. I like to create a tab in my notes app on my phone for blog topic ideas. That way I can jot them down anytime something comes to my mind. If you're just starting and or revamping your email list approach, I suggest taking time to sit down and brainstorm 50 plus email topics. If I say blog, that is largely because oftentimes an email is linked to a blog post, it absolutely does not have to be at all. So if you hear me say that, don't think you have to be writing a blog. That's just how my brain works, so I apologize. list out 50 you could do a series, you can do single one-off topics, you can do a combination, a theme per month. There is no limit here beyond your creativity and imagination. Again, I encourage you to do this whether you plan to schedule ahead of time or write these live weekly. That way, you aren't constantly having to come up with ideas on what to write. You've got the topics at least laid out, and you can kind of pick and choose if planning makes you feel restricted. So, also note that these do not need to be extravagant. Value and connection first and foremost. These are humans. You're writing to human beings. They likely don't want to be in this email for freaking 10 minutes anyway. So keep that in the forefront of your mind. Beyond topics, I have seen these approaches to, you know, weekly newsletters or emails. You can do weekly Q&As where the email answers questions that subscribers had, or even from your Instagram audience or larger audience somewhere else. You could create a form that is at the bottom of every email for readers to fill out for the next week if you want to. You have many options here. You could do a recap of the week if you have other platforms or companies that you work with so that it's all in one place. This is very similar to what I do at this time with Annie's Weekly Wrap. You could also do weekly thoughts and reflections with a prompt or prompts for the readers. You can also just share, you know, one tip per week that's very simple and they can apply. Again, these are just ideas. You are not limited to any of these. I am just encouraging you to keep it simple and be consistent. Last one actually involves social media and building the portion of your list. The previous two were about the content you're actually emailing out and the schedule of that said content, but you need to get humans to join the list in the first place and to keep joining the list week by week. And that's where this tip comes in. Drive traffic from social media platforms to your email list. If you have a Facebook group, if you have Pinterest, if you have Instagram, if you have podcasts, drive people to your email list from everywhere. I am going to guess that people aren't scouring your website every day. Okay? If they are, you're probably not listening to my podcast for help. But that's where your sign-up form for your email list is going to be at, is likely on a website or a landing page of some kind. So how do you get humans to your site to sign up for your email list? For most of us, that is through other platforms like Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, etc., etc. You can have a freebie, which would be like a free download, or you can just share topics weekly and tell humans to join the list if they want your weekly scoop on whatever topic you teach on, right? I am coming up with a plan for 2021 that I am very excited about that is going to include daily emails every single day for a year. Who is she? Really honing in on email because social media is acting up lately. I have another episode on building your email list, by the way, so check that out because I do cover freebie options and ideas in that specific episode on like what are three options for you to create an actual opt-in for your email list. In short, a freebie would be a download or some incentive for them to join the list in the first place. Then you would send the weekly email after that. Also, make sure you have this legally set up on your sign-up form so the person is informed that they are going to get other emails other than just the specific download. I'm not a lawyer, just make sure you look into that, okay? Think about my free ideal client avatar here, or my About Me page template, or my free 3-day mobility and core. All of these lead to lists and then subsequent emails after the download to my other offers, right? My paid offers. If you don't have a freebie, people will still join your list. Have no fear. Yes, a freebie has built-in incentive. They get something immediately that is valuable to them. Great, but it's also not required. If your mailing list gets first dibs on programs, that's incentive. If they get first dibs on promos, if they get insider goods, if they get information that you don't share anywhere else, they're like a VIP member, right? That's incentive to join. So list off what they get each week. This would be based on what you decided in your batching plan with your topics. You would have this sign up on your website or a simple landing page, under blog posts, at the top of most of your pages, or as a pop-up on your site. You have options. If you're going to do a pop-up, please, for the love of all things holy on this God green earth, do not make it pop up after like 5 seconds. There is nothing more annoying to me than going to a site and before I have even looked at anything, something is popping up in front of my freaking face. Get out of my face. What are you doing? No, I don't want to sign up for your newsletter. I haven't even looked at your site yet, right? So clearly, from a customer standpoint, I hate it. Pay attention to these things. When you are building your site, when you are creating your email list, when you are making your pop-up, if you make one, think of yourself as a consumer and what would make you sign up for an email list, what would annoy you, right? Keep these things in mind in general when you are running your business. From Instagram, Facebook, Pinterest, or anywhere else, you would use whatever approach makes sense to direct people towards your signup. I use Pinterest to drive people to blog posts and podcast episodes that then have an invite to join my email list so they don't miss out on these things. I use podcast listener discounts from here to drive people to sign up because that is where the podcast listener discounts live, is on Annie's Weekly Wrap. And I don't use Instagram as well as I should, straight up. If I was more organized, I'd share a sneak peek each week with a call to action to swipe up for people to get on my list and get Annie's Weekly Wrap. I should be doing that. I don't. Okay, we can all improve. That just goes to show you how many ways this can happen. If you don't have anything in your link in your bio on the gram, or if you have a link tree or a link tree like I have that's hosted on my actual site, then you can also put the link in there to sign up for your email list, whatever they get on that. Also, on the link tree note, like I said, if you click the link in my bio or visit anniemiller.co/linktree, you can see the one that I created, right? That like mocks Linktree, but it's on my own site, which is what I prefer, right? I want to get people to my website as fast as I possibly can without going through a third party. That way I can keep the interaction between the two platforms directly from Instagram to my site. That is just an idea if you are currently using Linktree, but you also have a site and could make your own page. It takes like 30 minutes tops to create your own Linktree hosted on your site. Hopefully that helps. There you have it. Be consistent, batch and brainstorm your approach and content. Make driving to your list from other platforms a top priority. Your list will not just magically grow. Like literally anything else, it is going to take you effort, intent, and consistency, and probably a lot of trial and error. But it is so, so worth it to know that you have control over that email list. If you loved this baby episode, please head over to iTunes, give the show 5 stars, and leave a written review. You guys know it's appreciated because I tell you every freaking week, and I tell you every freaking week because you leaving reviews is how I get in front of more people. So go team, please leave me a review. I love you. If you are the reviewer of the month, you will get 50% off any non-membership program of mine, plus a freebie of choice from Frey Skincare. You can always use my code FDBA. And if you're not on my main mailing list, hey, mailing list, make sure that you are because there are podcast listener discounts at the bottom of every weekly email and those are not offered anywhere else. So sign up at anniemiller.co/news. Until next time, I am Annie Miller and thank you so much for listening to the FitzPro podcast.